Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk About Feminism.
We are so excited you guys are here, and you will be joining us today for a game of We're Not Really Strangers. We're so excited. It was so fun, and we're going to get into the episode.
We're going to play We're Not Really Strangers live, and I've never played before. So, Haley, okay.
Yeah, so I am a serial We're Not Really Strangers on a date player.
She really is.
The amount of notes, final notes that I've written to guys, like, I'm really excited to see where this goes. I could see myself with you. And then, look, I'm single.
Your toxic trait is playing We're Not Really Strangers on every first date, and then it never works. I'm sorry.
All right, that's a generalization. But anyways, so yeah, I have played it with probably like 4 different guys. Oops. But we're going to play it together. So if you've not heard of this game, it's called We're Not Really Strangers. Oh, and I had to represent in my We're Not Really Strangers hoodie because it's only fitting. And like, I guess it just shows how much I love We're Not Really Strangers. And inside the sleeve, it says, or maybe under the heart or something, it says inside we're all the same.
Oh, that's cute.
And then there's something else. Like there's something inside the sleeve and then something inside the heart.
I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just never played.
Yeah, go and follow them because they have like really good quotes.
They do, actually.
Yeah, so we're just going to get into it because this is a bonus episode. So to explain to those who do not know.
AKA me.
Yeah, I explain the rules to you. We're Not Really Strangers is a game to get to know each other on a deeper level. So there's 3 levels of questions. There is level 1, which is perception. Level 2 is connection. And then level 3 is reflection. So we're just going to kind of go through like a few different questions from each level. And you switch off asking each other. And then at the end, you write each other a final note, which we'll do off air.
Are we really doing that?
Yeah, it's part of the game.
Okay.
So let's get into it. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, let me
see. So I just pick one?
Yeah, so we're going to start with and there's this dig deeper card. So if you want me to dig deeper or I want you, then you can play it.
Okay.
So, oh my gosh.
Okay, can I pick?
Yeah, these are like scattered. Okay. Okay, level 1.
Wild card. Okay, this says maintain eye contact for 30 seconds.
Okay, yeah, okay, we'll skip. Skip.
What about me intrigues you?
This is funny because we've grown up together. Intrigues me. Honestly, like, something that intrigues me is that you're not, like, the – okay, it's kind of funny because we have a podcast, but you're not the biggest communicator.
You know what's funny is like in relationships I am,
mm-hmm.
but like, yeah, I see what you mean. Like generally.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not the biggest communicator. And like, I will air out all of my business and every single thing on my mind to everyone. And so like, we're just complete opposites in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's something going on with you, like you would prefer to bottle it up.
Oh yeah.
And I don't, like, I prefer to talk about it. So that intrigues me. Like I could never do that. Like, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. I'm trying to be better at it.
I'm sure it's hard, yeah. Okay. My turn. Finish the sentence. Just by looking at you, I'd think. Just by looking at you.
I mean, the first thing that came to me was confident.
Okay.
Because it's not just because, like, you like to be put together. Like your general energy, like your attitude.
Thank you.
And like, just like on social media and stuff, like if somebody was just to like scroll on your page, like you have activism stuff, like you have like fun pictures, but also like really cute and like confident pictures. So like confident.
Thank you. That is so nice. Yeah. That one.
Do you think I'm usually early, on time, or late to events? Explain.
This is kind of
really
hard.
Really have to think about this?
Well, no, because, like, before I would say early, but I think that you're on time.
I'm shifting to more on time.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like before, like in high school, like I would say you would definitely be early.
I'm no longer an overachiever, goody two shoes, who like had to be like 15 minutes early to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say like on time, but not late.
Definitely not.
You're better than that.
Yeah, I'm better than that.
Yeah. Okay. What subject do you think I thrived in at school? Did I fail any?
I'm trying to think. I mean, like, is cross country? French.
Okay. You were
really good at French. You were really good.
Don't remember anything now.
Yeah, but like when you're in it, like you were really good.
Yeah.
And like you participated a lot in class. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. How do you know that for a fact?
Because you talked about it and you and Sydney talked about it.
Yeah. So for listeners, me and my best friend, we took French together from seventh grade to junior year. And that was like, oh, there's so many good memories. Like, honestly, we could do a full episode talking
literally,
about
literally, Sydney, come on.
Yeah.
Come on the pod.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, we did talk about that a lot. So definitely French. I did thrive in that.
I don't think you failed anything, though.
I did fail anatomy.
Yeah.
Last semester or three semesters ago.
Oh, I guess why was I only thinking high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I change my answer?
Sure.
I like completely forgot all the college classes you took. I think you did really well in that website class that you had to do. I don't remember the name, but like you showed me the website and like you had to build it from scratch. Mm-hmm. I think that's really impressive.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I feel like I actually did pretty good in all my business classes. So
yeah, because you're like more motivated about it.
Yeah, definitely. That makes such a difference.
For sure.
Okay, fun. Thank you.
What was your first impression of me?
When I came out of the womb.
Should we do a different one?
Yeah, let's do a different
one. Okay, I can see how this is, like, kind of relationship-y.
Yeah, for sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how messy do you think my car is? 1 being cleanest, 10 a complete disaster, and explain.
10? your car is pretty messy because you work. Because
my job.
Yeah.
Let me just remind you of my car in high school. It was a 1. Do you remember?
No.
It was a 1.
I mean, we shared a car.
No.
Oh, you did get a car.
In my little Santa Fe Explorer. No, not the Santa Fe. The Ford?
Yeah, the Ford.
Yeah. It was spotless. I went and got it vacuumed every single week.
Okay. Yeah, that's coming back to me, actually.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, now it's a 10.
Now it's a 10. But.
It's bad.
I mean, you have briefs.
I have like all my CNA stuff in there.
Yeah, so that's not really your fault, but like for example, like the other day, like I like had trash and you were like, oh, just throw it back there, and I was like, no, I'm sorry, I have more respect.
You're like, I'm
than
not
that.
Stooping that low.
Yeah,
you guys, it's because I I'm driving a rental car right now because somebody backed into me and did some pretty bad damage.
It was bad.
And so that was the day when I was like, I'm going to clean out my car tonight and get all my stuff out because mm-hmm. I'm getting the rental tomorrow. Mm. So I was like, I'm cleaning out the trash anyway. Just throw it back there.
Why'd you make your voice so deep?
I'm cleaning out the trash.
No, I get it. Yeah, it's funny. But yeah. Definitely
But
a 10.
It is definitely a 10.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah, okay, great. I think self-awareness is key.
It's embarrassing.
Okay. I am skipping these wild cards. Okay. If MySpace were still a thing, what would my profile song be? See, I didn't even know that MySpace had profile songs. So I guess, like, what's my theme song?
Yeah. Your theme song? Ooh. That's kind of hard.
Right now, like, in this moment, in this stage.
I feel like you're, like, glaring into me like you should know this.
No, I'm, like, thinking, like, there could be a few different ones.
It could be a few different ones. Somehow I'm like blanking on everything.
Why don't you go theme song from Sabrina Carpenter's newest album?
Oh, Vicious?
Yes.
Okay. How did I blank? I was like Doja, Megan. Like I was like trying to think.
Megan's Piano.
Megan's Piano. Plan B, maybe.
No, definitely. Okay, I want to say your theme song from Sabrina Carpenter's new album.
Okay.
What would yours be?
Honestly, I don't think there's just one.
Yeah, actually. Because,
like, there's, like, different songs for, like, different moods that I'm in.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. There's a lot. Yeah, I can't. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Any song from there.
Yeah.
What would you say yours is?
I would say either skinny dipping or nonsense. Oh. Just because, like, skinny dipping, I'm like, it's such a good song. Like, if you truly listen to the words, yeah. I'm like, I'm probably never going to have that with my ex-husband. So I'm like, it's like, I don't know. It's just like.
Then how is that your theme song?
Because I, like, sing it and I'm like, wow, that would be really nice. And, like, maybe, like, being optimistic about, like, the future. Like, maybe in, like, a few years that could be possible, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot to dive into there.
Yeah, you're like, I don't really know.
When you said that nonsense could be your theme song, I was just thinking, like, oh, so in your brain you're just like, la, 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 all the time. Like,
no, but it's
just, like, in a, like, a fun stage of life, like.
Yeah, I mean, that too. But, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying, like, I can't just pick one.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
You said there's a lot to dive into. What does my Instagram tell you about me?
Your Instagram. Honestly, I think your Instagram says that you like to have fun and that you like to spend time with, like, other people, like, specifically family.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wish my Instagram had more pictures with family, because, like, that's literally all I do. I just spend time with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of pictures, like, with everyone else. And you also have, like, for example, like, our Disney's TikTok in your New York.
Yeah, because, okay, here's the thing about Instagram. Very recently, I was like, I really do not care, like, what my feed looks like. It doesn't matter. So, like, yeah, I posted a TikTok at the end of one of my posts, and I really don't care.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
Yeah, like, I think that's funny. Yeah, I would definitely say it shows that, like, you are, like, confident, and you also, like, are just, like, carefree and have fun.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we move on to level two?
Sure.
Okay, you guys, we're getting,
stepping it up.
We're getting into connection. So let's get connected. Get connected was the name of, like, my freshman orientation.
Get connected.
Okay. What is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself?
About me?
Yeah.
I'm immediately thinking of physical here. Okay, what's something I wouldn't want to change about myself? I wouldn't want to change that I try and, like, be happy. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I really, like, try and just, like, laugh and, like, be carefree. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I'm, like, feeling like listening to a song that's going to, like, hype me up, like, turn that on, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't really know, like, how else to say it.
Like, feeling the emotions that you feel?
Yeah, which I'm, like, trying to be better at. But, like, mostly just, like, the happy ones.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to change that.
I like that. I think that's good. Okay, level two.
Wild card. Staring contest? Bye.
Bye. This is a podcast, you guys. Okay, pick another one.
Are you missing anyone right now? Do you think they are missing you too?
My ex. Just kidding.
I knew you were going to say that.
Just kidding. No, I genuinely don't miss him.
Yeah, I feel like you're, like, at the point where, like, you don't.
Yeah, it was just anymore. Jokes for content, you know. I'm just kidding. Am I missing anyone? Honestly, I miss my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I miss both of them, actually.
Do you think they're missing you too? That was the second part.
Yes.
Hands down.
Yeah, for sure. I actually get to see, like, my I don't want to say best friend, but, like, my childhood best friend,
that
Sydney.
That you've known the longest.
Yeah, my childhood best friend. Like, I really miss her, but we get to see each other in a few weeks, which I'm really excited. We're going to a little, like, one-day, 24-hour music festival together.
You're going to Landslide.
Yeah, so yeah. It's going to be, like, crazy, and I'm excited. And then my college best friend, Shania, I miss her, too. And I haven't seen her since 4th of July 2021.
Oh my gosh, it's been that long.
I know. And we promised each other it wouldn't get that long, but, you know,
life gets in the way.
Yeah. So I do miss both of them. And I think they miss me. I hope they do. Okay. My turn to ask you. Okay. Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day? Okay. So my perfect day would be sleeping in till about, like, 9.
Okay.
Getting ready and feeling cute and put together, going to a local coffee shop, and then going to a farmer's market and getting, like, some produce and trying some new products. Ooh. And then honestly, just, like, either, like, just, like, hanging out with, like, people I love. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of hard to get specifics. There's definitely some shopping involved. Mm-hmm. But definitely just like hanging out, like whether that's like outside or like on a picnic or like trying something new.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like something that would be perfect is like going to a farmer's market.
Yes.
And being able to support like all the businesses that you want, and like you don't have to worry about the cost. Like, seriously, money isn't an object. Like,
no.
Just go, you try skincare or like the natural products that they have and get your produce. Like, I think that would be so nice.
Such it girl vibes.
It girl vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think trying something new would definitely be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. That's cute. Okay. Your turn.
What would your younger self not believe about your life today?
Honestly, there's like immediately a sad one.
I know. I feel like I know.
Yeah. I think everyone can assume what I was going to say, so we're going to leave it. My younger self would probably not believe that we have this podcast, mm-hmm. and that we're like so serious about it, and we spend like 90% of our time doing this, yeah, like our free time. Yeah, I don't think I would have thought about doing that when I was younger.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, even though I always kind of knew that I was going to be using my voice for in some way, because I started doing that with like pediatric cancer awareness, mm-hmm. when I was younger,
which I think we should definitely. You/we should,
yeah, like
focus on,
continue
too.
Focusing on, but yeah, I think I knew I was going to use my voice in some way, but I don't know, I just like, we have so much fun doing this every week, and it honestly gives me purpose. I know it gives you purpose, and mm-hmm. like, I don't know, I think that's like,
yeah, it's cool. You feel like you're accomplishing something.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. Okay, yeah, my turn. Has a stranger ever changed your life?
Like someone you meet once and
yeah, or like in passing.
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay, you know what I'm what's coming to mind for you?
What? For what?
The scary man in Washington D.C. who threatened to kill you.
Because ever since then, I learned to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we were in D.C. I was like 15, I think.
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
But we were in D.C. and like...
No, you were like 15.
Okay. I feel like I have a filter...
issue?
No.
Oh!
Like, I feel like I have... Like, I don't really say like crazy stuff. But like, no. I just have like a loud voice naturally. Like, my yeah. voice carries a lot.
Yeah.
And so we were in D.C. and... There was this homeless guy, and we were walking past, and, like, he was just like, I'm gonna kill you, and was, like, pointing to, like, our whole family. Yeah. And, like, you just ignore it, you know? But, like, for some reason, I just, like, started laughing when we were walking by, and, like, it wasn't to be rude, it was just like, what the heck? Like, okay. So I, like, started laughing, and then he, like, kept, like, going at us, like, yelling and stuff. He, like, got up, and we were like, whoa, we gotta get out of here, like.
Yeah, and ever since then, you've learned to...
Ever since then, quiet. I've learned to, like, not do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you were 15.
Literally, but still, I feel like that's old enough to know.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, even our youngest sibling was, like, Ken's.
Uh-huh. Like, seriously? Oh, that's funny. So I kind of, like, answered that for you. So do you want me to ask you another one?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
When was the last time you surprised yourself?
Honestly, when I finished my associates.
That's good.
Yeah. I didn't think I would get through that, but I did. So that was surprising.
That's really good.
What part of your life works? What part of your life hurts?
You said, oh. What does it mean by works?
Like, what part is going well?
I think the podcast is going well.
Yeah.
I also think, like, my schooling is going well, because even, like, in the hardest time of my life, I still finished all my classes with A's this semester.
Literally.
My summer semester. So, like, I think that's really good.
That is really good.
I also think what's working is, like, a little more self-awareness of, like, my feelings and my healing process. Mm-hmm. And then obviously what hurts is my divorce.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things going on in that. So,
well, I'm not going to get too much detail. I think I totally agree with you on like the part of your life that really works. And that's really impressive that you managed to still get all A's, because I have not, like, since I started college, I've not gotten all A's, not to like compare anything, like whatever, but that's impressive. Thank like you. Really impressive. 'Cause there's a lot going on.
Thank you. It was probably like midway through the semester. I was like, okay, I need to pull myself out of this depressive episode and like mm-hmm. get my stuff done. Mm-hmm. So like ever since then, like, that's why I mentioned like the self-awareness, like I've been just like pushing myself a little more.
I love that. Honestly, good for you.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay. Oh, it's your turn. This is a wild
card. Is it?
Wait, this is a fun wild card, yeah.
Show the first photo in your camera roll. Explain.
Okay, we'll pull it up.
Okay, so.
We'll see.
The first photo or like the most recent?
The very first. Oh, yeah. Let's do first. Okay. Like very first. Scrolling.
I have so many pictures.
Okay, I have mine.
Okay, you go.
Okay, my first photo in my camera roll is from December 4th, 2019. And it's a photo of baby Lola. She's one of our little cats. We talk about Gigi all the time, but she's actually the first cat that our family got.
Yeah.
And she's just like this cute little white kitten with the biggest blue eyes.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, and it was like the Christmas photo shoot with her. Here, I'll show you. Oh, it was our Christmas photo shoot. That's it for the YouTube listeners. And we'll send it on the email newsletter because that's kind of fun.
That's so cute. Kay favored it.
Okay.
Okay, mine. This is funny because mine is of Tiny.
Tiny.
That picture is so cute. Tiny is the third cat in our house. So this was taken July 7th, 2020. So she was like a baby.
Baby. Because she was. Baby. That was July. She was born in May.
Yeah, so she was a little kitten.
She was so tiny. So and she has cute. A little tiny collar tiny on. Tiny
collar, oh my gosh.
That's cute.
That's funny. I love that. Both the cats.
I know. We obviously have our priorities. Okay. Are you lying to yourself about anything?
Lying to myself? I think I was, like, a few months ago, like, I'm okay, it's fine, everything will be fine, you know? But, like, right now, no, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, good.
You're like, spit it out.
No. Okay.
How would you describe the feeling of being in love in one word?
I would say free.
I was gonna say free. I was gonna say free. That's really cute.
That's cute.
Because honestly, it's like when you like love somebody, to me, it's like you fully accept them. And that's really freeing to like also feel that reciprocated.
Yeah. Like to me, like when you love someone, it's like being 100% who you are. Like I know that I am in love with someone if I can do my voice impressions. Because literally. I have not once done voice impressions in front of anyone. Not even, like, the two serious boyfriends that I had. Like, nobody. And that should be the sign to me right there that, like, they're not meant to be in my life.
Literally.
Because I don't feel comfortable.
Hey, that's a good indicator, honestly.
Yeah, so, yeah, I would say free. I'm glad that we have the same answer.
That's funny. Cool. Okay.
Okay, level three now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, level three.
Okay, I'm passing if there's one I don't like.
Okay.
What do you think my superpower is?
Your superpower. The thing that is going through my head is the picture that Kim posted today with the Yeezy sunglasses. She literally looked like a superhero.
You said it's giving incredible.
I'm like, why do you have to wear gloves with everything? I'm sorry, you look like Mrs. Elastigirl. But not to shame her. Okay, your superpower. Not Kim K. I know, I'm sorry. Not her when she's going through a breakup.
Literally.
Again.
Rip her and Pete.
Oh yeah, rip Kim Ye. Oh wait.
No.
Rip
Kim and Pete.
What is their nickname?
Keith.
Keith.
Pim.
Okay, your superpower is, I would say, like your drive and motivation, because I feel like if you do like if you do set your mind to something, then you get it done. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a superpower, because there's a lot of things that can distract. Or, and even just like how you're just talking about, like with school, you still managed to get all A's and you're going through like the most traumatic thing in your life. And when I was going like in the thick of my most traumatic thing in my life, I literally failed.
But that's okay. That's
like I straight up didn't take the final. I literally gave up.
We can laugh about it now.
Yeah, we can laugh about it. But like, you know, I think that that's like really inspiring, and that is definitely a superpower, because that's hard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Based on what you have learned about me, what book would you recommend I read?
How to Not Fall in Love with a Jerk.
How to Avoid Falling in Love with a Jerk.
How to Avoid Falling in Love with a Jerk. That's just because, that's just because you like love that book. And I know it.
Yeah.
So you're like, it's so helpful. I'm like, it's taught me a lot.
I know. You should read it. I would recommend that to you.
Okay. I'll read it.
Not that you fell in love with the jerk. But it goes through the RAM cycle. You guys, what episode did we talk about the RAM cycle?
It was in the communication with genders one. We'll have to look.
We'll dig through it. And we'll put it, put it in the show notes, because it's honestly a really good episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I learned about the RAM cycle. And it just teaches you how to have a healthy relationship. So,
yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of, like, other books. I'm just, like, not in a reading phase right now. So.
Yeah, I'm not either.
All right.
Okay.
You're like, when have I ever been? Wild card. This includes writing. Okay. Bye. What do you recommend I let go of, if anything? What is this game?
It's deep. This is the deepest level. It's reflection. What do I recommend you let go of? I would recommend, if not me literally pulling my foot up like that.
Free feet content.
I would recommend, how do I formulate this into words? I would recommend,
I mean, just say it.
No, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, there's, like...
expecting the worst.
I know, like...
Time's a ticking.
I'm sorry. I would recommend that you let go of the idea that just because your life isn't a certain way anymore doesn't mean it has to be the complete opposite.
Okay.
Like, there's, like, I'm going to whisper this to you so you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I...
So, because I don't want to 100% out you.
So, like, out me? That's not really...
No, but I'm... So I would recommend that just because, like, a few years ago, your life used to be one way.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, in high school, your life used to be one way, growing up one way. I would recommend that you let go of the idea that just because it's not that way anymore doesn't mean you have to, like, completely go the opposite way of it.
Do you think I'm going the opposite way, though?
No.
I feel like we've had, like, candid conversations.
No, we have. And it's, like, coming off as, like, I'm saying you're, like, going crazy. I forgot we were recording.
He said, oh, she farted.
That's really...
Somebody farted.
I literally forgot we were recording. I don't fart like that either. Okay. No. It makes it seem...
Let's get it back to me, please.
Yeah. It makes it seem like by me saying that I'm saying you're like... off the rails. And like, no, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I think, like, sometimes in general we think, like, just because I'm not this way anymore means I need to be, like, the complete opposite, which honestly you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just like
food. Okay, I thought you were talking about like.
No. No. No.
Okay. Okay. No.
No, no, no. No, and like, no, you're not like going in an extreme direction by any means, but just something.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
I probably didn't phrase it right.
No, now. No, no, no. It's good. It's good. Okay.
There was a lot going on there.
Wild card.
Okay. Bye bye.
Why is this all about me? How many more do you want to do?
We could do like five more. Oh, like two more.
Whoa.
Okay, we can do two more.
Okay. In case you didn't know, I had COVID a few weeks ago. And my cough is like really exacerbated right now, so yeah. I'm really sorry. I don't have it anymore.
Nobody cancel her. Oh, okay.
Okay. What do you think my defining characteristic is?
Defining characteristic, I would say definitely resilience.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I would
you
say
said, resilience sounds nice.
No. I would say like for sure resilience. Okay, like thank you. You have a lot of strength and like
I can't get over your face.
I'm embarrassed. I really hope you couldn't hear it.
Okay.
Unhinged.
Literally unhinged right now.
Yeah, I would say like I was literally going to say, like, the most eloquent thing, too.
I'm sorry.
I would say, like, resilience and, like, coming out of situations with grace.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Also, I just realized, like, I don't want to laugh into the mic. Mm-hmm. So I, like, always go, and I feel like a pelican. But I don't want to laugh into the mic.
Yeah, no, I laugh, like, directly into the mic, and I probably blow out the speakers every single time. It's my turn. Okay. These are, okay. We're each going to do one more after okay. this. Or should this be my last one or should we do one more? Okay, this is my last one. What what is a lesson you will take away from our conversation?
That apparently I'm going off the rails.
No!
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I actually think that was really good advice because, like, I might feel a different way, like, in the future, you know? And that yeah. could, like, really apply.
Yeah.
So I actually do like that, that little piece of advice you gave me. Like, I'll take that away.
Thanks. So. Awesome. Okay, one more for you. Want to be about you again?
What can we create together?
Honestly, like, we can literally, like, keep building this.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to go write our little final notes because I actually don't know where the final card is. I don't know where it is. But basically the final card is to write a letter to each other and you give it to each other once you part ways. So we'll give it to each other once we literally go to bed tonight. And as always, go ahead and give us a follow. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts.
It really helps us out a lot. Because, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, when I'm looking for a podcast, I read the reviews.
Yeah, so do I, for sure. Yeah. So be sure to check us out on all our socials at Real Talk About Feminism Pod. And we will be back with you guys next week. Try not to miss us too much.
Bye.
Bye.